Welcome to the Talented Learning Show podcast, episode 78, with independent learning tech analyst John Lay. Today I interview Steve Toy, CEO of Memrize, about the impact of AI in learning new languages. You can find more of our fiercely independent content at talentedlearning.com. Well, welcome back, everyone. It's great to have you here. On this show, I'm fortunate to interview experts in learning technology from both the vendor and the practitioner sides of the fence. Today, like many days, my expert straddles that fence and has a foot squarely on both sides of expert and practitioner. Steve is an experienced polyglot that also happens to run a learning technology company, Memrize, that produces a learning app that enables learners to learn a second or third or other language. There's over 20 different options that you can choose from. This is a particular topic that interests me because I've always wanted to learn a language successfully. As a young adult, I unsuccessfully learned to speak German after a decade of trying. I learned a ton of words, but I could never communicate. And then during the pandemic, I said, now's the time to try again. And so I put my head down and I started working on Spanish with the lofty goal of launching this very podcast in Spanish at the end of my journey. Well, it hasn't been easy, nor has it been an insignificant amount of time or money that I've invested in the process of trying to learn this in the last 4 years. At the beginning, I used Memrize and other language learning apps, but I stalled out after a couple unsuccessful vacations where I couldn't understand anything and I couldn't get anything coherent out of my mouth. And I thought maybe I just wasn't cut out to learn a language. Well, it turns out I just needed live practice and I needed to do a ton of it to train my ear, my brain, my mouth to work in another language. And that's why when I ran into today's guest expert, Steve, recently and learned how Memrize is solving this very problem of needing a ton of practice with AI, I knew we had to get Steve to catch us up on modern language learning and how in this sector, like every other sector of learning technology, AI is enabling things that previously we couldn't do. So for all of you out there that think your brain isn't wired for a second language, pay attention. Spoiler alert, we've got some good news for you. Steve, welcome to the Talented Learning Show. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Steve, let's start at the top. Why don't you tell us about Memrize and your solution?
Well, as many people might know, Memrize is a language learning app, and the landscape is littered with quite a few of us out there, but we are certainly in the same conversation of apps like Duolingo and Babbel and Busuu and Mon Lang, Drops, Rosetta Stone, and so on. But we have a particular philosophy of how one acquires a language that is front and center for us that I think everybody kind of instinctively knows to be true, which is the best way to learn a language is just go in country and survive. It's the easiest way. It's the best way. Anytime any of us who have been learning a language actually goes to a country that speaks the language, it's amazing how quickly we progress. And not surprising, because that's kind of how we learned our first language. So that's front and center on the pedagogy front, and I can break that down for you, but I don't want to go too far too fast, and follow your lead.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. You know, I've been trying to learn a language the hard way without doing what you said. And so I can just imagine how easy it'd be if you had no other opportunity but to do it 24 hours a day. But a lot of us started learning languages or tried to learn a language before the age of apps and before technology. You know, throughout my adult career, I've had audio tapes in the car. I've had CD-ROMs that I was learning, clicking vocabulary on. I've had workbooks and regular books and, you know, all these type of things. So what's an app? What's that bring to the table? What's the modern state of what you would expect from a feature standpoint?
Yeah, well, I think the easiest way to frame it up is kind of look at the three pieces of learning a language that is necessary in order to succeed. And the first is, of course, understanding the meaning of words. So hola means hello, and hello means bonjour, and bonjour means privet, and so on. So you got to know the actual translation. But knowing the translation on a flashcard or on a piece of paper is very, very different than hearing the word out in the wild, usually coming at you pretty quick with different accents, truncated sometimes, surrounded by words you don't know. That skill does not come, for free, or on board when you learn the definition of a word. So you got to get to that. So of course, any language app that is just teaching you translations, is going to get you that first piece, but it doesn't get you that second piece. And of course, when you want to be able to be understood by other people, when you want to express your thoughts, when you want to communicate to somebody else, you then got to say the words in a way that other people can understand. If you are just so badly butchering pronunciation, even if you know what the word means, you're not going to be able to communicate. So there's the three pieces of the puzzle. We kind of have a shorthand for it, which is learn, immerse, communicate. Learn being learning the definitions, immerse being hearing those words in the wild, and communicate being using those words. So those are the pieces. And all the apps have been able to do the first piece pretty well. But the second piece is a little trickier. We, of course, can give you all kinds of content to listen to language, but you need to be listening to language that is filtered by the words you know, right? If you just wade into a conversation where most of the words are words you don't know, you're just never going to succeed. It's going to be confusing. So the second piece of the puzzle is to get you hearing words, and that's always been hard unless you create the content yourself. You know what words you're teaching, and then you create words for the words you're teaching, which is why you get content like the blue turtles on the red sweater on the green chair. Not something you'll ever use in life, but you taught colors and turtle and chair, so that's the only content you could create.
So that is, it seems like the biggest challenge. If you can't go live on site, you can't go out into the wild, and you're learning the words. It seems like a lot of people get stuck at that particular stage of learning a language because they, when they do go out in the wild, they get creamed because on both sides they can't say it, they can't hear it, and surrounded by words that they don't know. And so that's where AI is coming in, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of ways it can help, but specifically with this last one that we were talking about, which is immersing yourself in hearing the words that you've learned, you can actually now with AI technology start to ingest the content that's out there. And there's almost infinite content in every language, right? And you can take in YouTube videos and TikTok videos and the like, but you can now break down those videos into the words and phrases that make up the video. And once you do that, you can filter those videos by the words each individual knows. So each individual can carry their own little dictionary with them. And when there's 80% overlap with a given TikTok video or YouTube video, we can say, hey, you're ready to hear this one. And that is how you can get out of the bind of A, trying to make a lot of content, which educators aren't really good at doing anyway. And B, trying to filter that content for each individual's particular learning journey, the words in their dictionary. And C, do it with enough content so you can get the stuff that people like. You might like sports, and somebody else might like music, and somebody else might like, educational videos. You ingest enough stuff filtered by your words. You can actually make the whole process enjoyable because you can then just tackle things that you're interested in.
And you're doing this now, or this is something that's coming?
Oh, we're doing this now. So if you were to go into the Memrise app and, have learned a number of words, when you go over to the video section, we will sort those videos by the overlap in the words in your personal dictionary. So if you've got 80% overlap with words you've learned and the video, we give it a little green label. And if it's only 50% overlap, we give it a little yellow label. And if it's below 50%, we give it a red label saying, it's got a lot of words in here that you haven't learned yet, might be a little bit over your head. And that way we can, help people navigate their way through a sea of content by what words they know.
Wow. Let's get technical just for a second. How's all that work? So you have to do this all, you analyze the whole world and all the videos and indexed all of that? Like how can you possibly do this?
Well, we haven't done the whole world, you know, and the reason we haven't done the whole world is for many reasons, but the most important is we do want to make sure that there is a touch of human curation so that we aren't just ingesting things that, you know, wouldn't be in keeping with the vibe of our app. You know, there is a lot of content out there that, you know, treads upon all kinds of sacred ground and, you know, taboos and, you know, offensive material. And we don't want any of that. So there is a human component to it, but that human component of just finding things that are interesting and ingesting it is way faster than making a video ourselves.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. And so how long, what's an average person have to invest to get the fluency? There's the big question you probably get all the time. What's fluency mean, and how long do you have to invest to get to something like that? What would be a typical journey?
So it's a great question. And what we have discovered is the answer is different for different people. Some people are traveling to Madrid in 3 weeks and they want to be able to navigate and ask directions and connect with folks. And other people are giving a talk on nuclear physics at Shanghai University and they need an entirely different level of vocabulary and fluency. So it really depends on what your goal is. And the bar changes, you know, in terms of investment of time based on what you hope to accomplish. But no matter what you hope to accomplish, it requires some time. And it requires not only learning the translations of the words you're likely going to need, but hearing them so you can practice decoding them, and then using them so you can practice saying it in a way that people will understand. So we have literally had people get ready for a trip to Paris in 3 weeks, and their goal is to not get the English menu when they sit down in the restaurant. To them, that is the bar of fluency for that moment in time, and that's a relatively low bar that we can leap in a matter of weeks. Others want to, you know, connect with their new Italian mother-in-law, you know, over the Christmas vacation, and therefore you need a much, much larger set of vocabulary and practice and conversations.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. What about grammar? Like, where does that fit into three pillars? You have to learn all that.
We don't believe that learning the rote rules of grammar is really a helpful thing in the process. Now, that's not to say that an understanding of grammar can help with a framework in your brain that can make learning additional words easier and faster. So we certainly don't eschew grammar. But the reality is none of us speak with strict proper grammar at all times in most situations. And therefore, learning a language and trying to adhere to strict proper grammar is not actually going to sound right in the world. So we would rather get you the ear for understanding how people communicate in a language by getting you communicating and using the slang that's out there and using the truncations that are out there, right? Just think about in English, how many ways we have to greet people, you know, hi, hello, sup, what's happening? How you doing? You right? Yeah, which is more UK. But all these different things are not good grammar, but it is something that you will encounter out in the wild. So we prefer to get the, you know, way people speak from actual conversations. But again, knowing the overall framework of grammar is helpful for tacking on the next verb, next noun, and so on.
What other areas, interesting, what other areas, you know, maybe I wasted a lot of time learning grammar the last few years. I'm going to speak really proper language, but I don't know a lot of the slang. What about other areas of artificial intelligence inside the applications? Do you have anything that you're focused on now or in development that you can share with us?
Yeah, well, so overall, from a structural standpoint, what we are doing with our app is allowing people to get their own personal dictionary and then use that dictionary as part of the prompt for all of the services that are popping up all over the place in order to help people hear and communicate. So, for example, I've already talked to you about ingesting video and filtering it by the words you know. We can take the words you know and a topic of interest, and we can have a conversation with a bot where you can get some practice going back and forth. This does a lot of things, not the least of which it deals with the number one fear that all language learners have. They are afraid of sounding stupid to other people. They're afraid of human judgment. They're afraid that they're going to sound like a five-year-old, and therefore they don't want to do the thing they got to do, which is practice speaking. So there's another area we do it. We can spin up new words in the dictionary and new languages incredibly quick. In the first half of 2024, Memrise will add 9 new languages to our app. In the 7 years prior to 2024, we added 3. So we're using generative AI to be able to make the video and the audio and populate the dictionaries with the things that we need to populate it with. We can run people into pronunciation, you know, pals, where you speak the words and we can give you a score to say how close to native speaking are you if you want to kind of brush up your pronunciation. We have the potential of giving you a grammar granny that, you know, just drills you on grammar for the last verb that you learned, if grammar is something that you want. These are all the areas that AI touches what we do from this core focus of a user's dictionary and getting them practice hearing and using those words.
Yeah, interesting. That's really interesting. A good use case. You gave me a good use case last time. Why don't you share that about ordering a cup of coffee or that you want to order a coffee and then beforehand you can use the app. Tell us that use case.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where we've found quite a bit of anecdotal evidence that we could actually go back and confirm with looking at the hard data. And it is this: people will go traveling to, say, Spain, and they will learn things like, you know, how to order a cup of coffee. And then they will go to our Membot and they will walk into the virtual coffee shop and they will try to order a coffee 10 times in a row, just one right after the other, and the experience is always a little different because the barista greets you differently, but just 10 times in a row, and then they'll go down to the hotel lobby and order the coffee. Right? It's batting practice before you step up to the plate. We do it for sports. Why not do it in this area? And people seem to do it.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you know, for anybody that's learned a language, you do the exact same thing anyway. You do it in your mind. You try to work up the courage, how you're going to say the word, but it's all in your mind or in front of a mirror. And so it's, when you do get that first interaction, you know, you fall right apart. And so the opportunity to, you know, to practice that 10 or 20 times, you know, for your different interactions is what a great way to get over the barrier. Yeah. I just love it. I just love it. So what's coming in the next, you know, 12 or 24 months, what are you going to be working on? New languages or new features or tell us?
Yeah, both new languages and new features. We have a very aspirational goal at Memrise to really start to preserve languages, right? Currently, we have somewhere near 30 languages that combine for several hundred language pairs. But there are thousands of languages out there, and we are getting better and faster at gathering the things out in the world of various different languages and assembling it in a way that you can, learn the words, hear the words, use the words. And that gives us the opportunity to go do things with languages that may not be commercially viable, but are worthwhile in preserving culture and, and minority languages that people really don't want to lose in this world. So that's definitely one of them. And the other is the way we architected ourselves. We know that technology is racing ahead, and we are putting ourselves in a position to be able to take each individual user's words in their dictionary and their goals and their interests and their preferences and run it into every new cool technology that comes in that helps them practice hearing the words, using the words. So, we are going to be, riding this AI rocket ship and upgrading ourselves as fast as the big boys upgrade their technology.
Wow, cool. That sounds fun. That sounds fun. What's your best advice to any new learner of a language to get going? And what would you recommend? What's your best advice?
Two pieces of advice. First piece is focus on words that you expect to use. If you're going traveling, learn the words for the cardinal direction of a map and how to get places and how to order things and so on. So, and don't bother learning, 100 names for different fish in the sea. It just slows down the process. So focus on what you're interested in is number one. And number two, get to hearing and using those words as early in the process as you can. You're better off getting 20 words in your dictionary and being able to detect them out in the wild and use them out in the wild than you already get 2,000 words in your dictionary that you can't detect when you go traveling.
Wow, sage advice. I wish I would have heard that 5 years ago. Because for sure, I took the latter approach. I knew thousands of words before I could recognize one in the wild. So this is all incredible. It's really involved to learn a language and get to your different levels of fluency. And now to see how technology basically is aiding that process and shortening that process and making it more viable for more people. And leading the way doing that is all exciting stuff to hear, and just another great application of technology and artificial intelligence and adult learning. So there you have it, folks, all the things that we're about. Steve, thanks very much for joining me today. It was a pleasure to meet you and learn all about this and share this to the world. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great time chatting with you.
Awesome. Awesome. Listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Talented Learning Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the next. Have a great day. You can find more of our fiercely independent resources at talentedlearning.com. And you can go download the Memrise app
at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store or over at memrise.com.
There you have it, folks. I encourage you to do so. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the next.